An Invitation to Wander is something that composer Karen Power has been accepting for years, travelling to remote and fascinating environments, from the Amazon to the Arctic, ice fields to deserts, listening to and recording sounds that seldom touch human ears. Invitation to Wander is also the title of Power's site-specific multimedia installation as part of this year's Cork Midsummer Festival. In the piece, Power has filled the space at Cork Centre for Architectural Education with her recordings and compositions, teaming up with artists, vocalists and improvisers, including the soprano Michelle O'Rourke. Invitation to Wander encourages audiences to listen differently as they move through the space, potentially rediscovering, Karen Power told Culture File's Rachel Andrews, the evolutionary parallels between humans and the world they inhabit.
Invitation to Wander is basically four separate real spaces. So what it means, these are four places that exist in the world, places that I've been fortunate enough to visit, and to basically eavesdrop on the natural world. The first space is the Arctic. The only way I can describe it, it's like a loaded silence. So you're in this place, this vast, open landscape, and it's silent. But you feel this pressure. Now, partially it's because, of course, compacted snow, but there is a pressure. And for me, the only time the pressure was relieved was when I would drop hydrophones deep beneath the surface and hear this entire symphony of icebergs and sound and just incredible life. Next door to the Arctic is the Australian Room. And this is a particular place in Australia, which is the sort of, I suppose, extreme Australian outback. And I was field recording in a park that's up in the north through Arnhem Land, which is called Garrig Gunig Barlow National Park, which is an extraordinary national park, which is simultaneously a wetlands and a marine park. The third space then is the Amazon, and this is the Amazon rainforest as opposed to the Amazon River. So these were taken in Peru. The final location are desert spaces, which is while I was kind of conceiving this work, I'd been thinking specifically about the Arctic. And the fact that it's a desert. And in a way, all of these spaces are deserts of some kind. And so I thought the fourth space should be a desert. And so this is actually a combination of different locations. One is Nevada, one is the Sahara. The third is actually is in Peru. This piece brings together the wonderful Quiet Music Ensemble, who are a Cork-based ensemble specialising in, I suppose, experimental music. They do a lot of improvisation-based music. And then we have the vocalists. One is the wonderful Michelle O'Rourke.
My name is Michelle O'Rourke. We have a kind of a map of how to move through the space, but each time we engage, each time we interact, each time we have a conversation, it's live. And we are free to respond to one another and to have that dialogue always in the context of what we're hearing, which is Karen's beautiful, incredible, rich score. And I was thinking about it as a kind of a long-haul listening flight. So you have to be very engaged, you have to be very awake, you have to be very alert to your role, your sensibility in terms of gesture, the aesthetic of the world you're in, and then always listening, always, always listening, and responding authentically as you can.
I've been interested in pairing musicians with field recordings. So pairing the musical world and our rules and our harmony and our sense of time with a natural one, with its harmony, its rules, its sense of time. And I hope that when this happens, and what's tended to happen, is that when these two things meet, that the audience discovers a third space. It's like creating this macro space for somebody to have some time, to kind of just leave whatever is bothering you or whatever is niggling at you outside the door, leave the technology, and just come and immerse yourself in these four worlds and take some time to really kind of just sit, listen. You know, we all talk about it, but we don't actually spend a lot of our time listening. I guess it's an opportunity to maybe to do that and to maybe just be surprised.
Karen Power there, and you heard also from Michelle O'Rourke. Rachel Andrews was the reporter. Invitation to Wander runs as part of Cork Midsummer Festival from tonight to Saturday, 22nd of June, in the Cork Centre for Architectural Education.